Today's show is sponsored by Perfect Touch Auto Body, located at 151 Tor York Drive, unit number 14 in North York. Contact Vic at 289-936-6091 or email perfecttouchautobody@gmail.com. Contact Vic for all of your automotive needs, whether it's mechanic work that you need done or you need auto body work done. Vic is the man for the job. And guess what, guys? As a special promo right now, Vic is offering a free steam cleaning package on all paint jobs. That's right, guys. You heard it first. All paint jobs comes with a free steam cleaning package. So don't forget, make sure you do mention you heard it first on the music game, and Vic will provide you with that package. So if you need any automotive work done, any mechanic work done, and any auto body work, please contact Vic at Perfect Touch Auto Body.
Now big respect to all my sadista people on the inside, dealing it down in a combination style, just wicked and wild, well versatile. Messiah! Now hear this, lovely, lovely girl, moving by the scene, let me tell you this one. You need that rule things, let me hear on the rhythm, Mr. Richard, so Mrs. Singer. Sound of the sweetness, run things in the original party.
Turn off the heat. Can't you see I've got to reach my peak? World's number one, we've got you down. Chilling again, we are the best in the land.
Pagal Jawani Teri Khatil Tumhari Ada Aise Chara Dono Pe Aashiki Ka Nasha.
Run the track.
Style where you want and you listen to me. Give me the dan, them a mash up party. If I style where you want and you listen to me. Give me the dan, them a feeling irea.
So this is the sound of the sweetness. Give me the dan, that combination style. Just wicked and wild, versatile.
What's up, It's your girl, Nachika, coming at you live and direct from the Six. On today's show, I'll be featuring an international superstar. That's right, guys. He is a superstar and member of Dilly Nandan. I am so pleased to welcome my very special guest on today's show, Raymond Ramnarayan, everyone. Welcome.
Yo. Mujhme aap hi is qadar aap hi rehte hain rehte hain. What's up, Linda? Chica, chica, chica. Hi, everybody. How are you all doing? How are you guys doing?
Welcome. Welcome. Yep. Hopefully everyone's doing good. Welcome. And first off, Raymond, I'd like to say thank you for being a very special guest on my show. And I am so excited for our listeners to get to know more about you and your amazing music.
Thank you. Thank you Welcome. So much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I guess we'll just sort of jump right in. Now tell me, Raymond, how did you get into the music industry?
Wow. How did I get into the music industry? Linda, I would say, growing up as a kid, music was always a huge part of my life because a lot of fans wouldn't know this, but Delina Dance Bandroom was based at one point in time underneath my grandparents' house.
Wow.
So okay. Every day coming home from school, we would always hear the music and, you know, I'd look at the musicians and Rennie and myself. You know, we would just stand in the road in amazement. Sometimes we would just see for chance and just go downstairs and just look at these talented musicians and singers practicing and rehearsing and stuff. And after a time, Daddy would look at us and say, okay, guys, head home, schoolwork, homework, come on. You have to get your work done and stuff.
So, right.
Music was a huge part, man. It was natural and inspired by my parents from early age.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your music? And for those of you who do not know, Dilly Nandan and Raymond Ramnarayan, their music is more on a chutney. They're chutney artists. And for those of you who are not familiar with chutney music, Raymond will explain to you exactly what chutney music is.
Let me see how I got into music. You know, our music, Linda, really is about happiness.
Yeah.
It's about positivity. It's about fun. And through my music, I've seen thousands of fans around the world in a very, very happy mood, in a very, very positive mood. And our music stems from chutney music. To Bollywood, to soca, to reggae. The thing with Raymond and Dilly Nandan is as long as we can produce music to bring happiness in this world, then definitely we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I love traditional chutney music, like real, authentic, organic chutney music. I love traditional music. And if I had to choose between traditional chutney music and chutney soca, for some reason I'm gonna kind of lean on the traditional side. I just love the authentic sound of traditional chutney music.
Okay, excellent. Now,
yeah, man.
How did you actually learn how to sing, write music, all that fun stuff?
Everything was by ear at first. Everything was by ear, because you know sometimes they say certain musicians were just blessed and God gave you a natural talent. So
yep.
I was fortunate enough to be one of those who played music through ear. But also when I was like a teenager, I did actually go to school and I wrote my theory of exams, grades 1, 2, 3, passed with distinction when I was actually learning to play trumpets and stuff. Mm-hmm. But keyboards, I learned basically on my own. My dad showed me one or two tricks. But
okay.
I would say air. You know, playing by air has definitely been an advantage for me.
Excellent. Are there any other musical instruments that you play aside from the keyboards?
Yeah. Keyboards, trumpet, fiddle with the guitars a bit, dolak and stuff.
Yep.
Harmonium. Yeah, man. I just basically kind of fiddle with all the instruments, but keyboards are basically my first love. My first love. I love keyboards. Yeah, man.
Can you just describe a little bit of your creative process, how you go about making music?
I'm a night guy. I'm a night owl. Yeah. I'm a night guy. So Linda, my creative juices flow better at night.
Okay.
When I say night, I mean like the wee hours. We go until 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Yeah. Sometimes we start to project the night before, and when we come out of the studio, we realize that, you know, the sun is up and stuff. So, I think being a musician has really helped me become a better singer and composer.
Okay.
But a nice hot cup of tea and my favorite snack, and bam, you get hits coming out from our studio. I must have my snack and my cup of tea.
You heard the secret right there. That snack and that cup of tea.
We make music.
In the wee hours of the morning. All right. I love it.
Yeah, man. Okay. I think a lot of musicians would kind of side with me, you know, when they say they love to work at nights.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know, man. More ideas just come.
It's the quiet. It's the peace. It's the quiet.
Yeah, I think it's the serenity. Yeah, the peace.
Yeah.
And you're so much more focused, you know. It has worked for me in the past. And definitely has been working over the last couple of years. So I'm gonna continue.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yes.
Now, what are the characteristics would you say makes amazing music? Like, we're talking groundbreaking music.
To make groundbreaking music, to make hit music, Linda.
Yes, the bangers.
I would stress on being original first and foremost.
Okay.
As an artist, you want to be original. You have to basically own your song, live the moment, and put every inch of passion into creating music. So if you put that passion and you put the passion in front of the bright lights, you're going to get more and more creative music, you know, coming into the studio. So I think the energy in a song is important.
Okay.
Characteristics, the energy in the song is important, the lyrics, chord structure, and definitely the shape of your melody is very, very important. So stick to being original. I think, you know, focus a lot on being original. It helps.
For sure. And plus it defines who you are, because you're not going out and searching to be everybody else. You are yourself.
Yes. It's all good. I think every entertainer in every genre of music would have their favorite singer as, you know, growing up as a kid.
Right.
And even when they're on stage, they would want to, you know, just sing two lines or sing a couple of lines or sing a song from their favorite artist years ago. And it's all good. You know, it's all good. But I think being original is so important.
1,000%. Now, you've released a ton of music over the years, from Mary Dillina to Kali Salam.
Kali Salam, yes.
Yep. And the list goes on and on.
You are actually getting so good at this. Kali Salam.
No,
I love when you pronounce it. Dillina Dan, Kali Salam. I love it.
I'm trying my best.
You're fantastic. I love it. I love it, man. I'm enjoying it.
I butchered Ramdean's song, and the week before that, I butchered Terry Gadraj's new song. So
you did Terry that. You did Terry that.
Terry's a good one. I had to learn what a Kangalang was, so I'm really trying my best here. So I appreciate it.
You're doing fantastic.
Thank you. The list goes on and on. Now, what's the best track you've released so far, and what makes it so great?
Whoa, I can't believe you're asking me that question. You're going to put me in a spot now.
It's your music.
I know. Linda, I've had so many songs, man. From I swear that I am already no more. Right, that was Chutney Soca Monarch 2013. We won that year with that song. But if I had to choose that one song, it would definitely be a song I wrote. Let me give you a piece of it. In 2005, I actually wrote a song for the very, very first time. And it was a love song. And it has become an anthem. Every single way I go, people would ask me to sing it. And as soon as I started singing, they would basically take over the entire song. And I'll just sing one of the verses for you.
And
it goes
please.
Like this. I promise that someday our hearts will be one. The rain would stop falling, we'll see the sun. My prayer would be answered and we'll have fun. Cause our hearts together will now be one. And someday I'll see you again. Someday it will never end. Cause this feeling inside of me makes me laugh, makes me cry, makes me happy. Whoa, I wanna be there forever. Whoa, I wanna be there forever. And in that year, 2005, Linda, I won Best Lyricist at the National. It was a music Hall of Fame Music Award. Okay. And the name of the song is Someday. We won Best Lyricist. We basically swept the awards that year. That is why this song would, for me, be very, very special, because it was my first song I ever wrote as a writer and composed. So, definitely Someday. I mean, I love all my songs, but this song is special. It's special.
I was just thinking, I've seen you perform all over North America, from Toronto to Florida and back and in between. I've never heard you perform that song.
The thing is that most of the time I sing in Canada, it's like Caribbean and stuff. So it's high energy song.
Yes.
But I've been wanting to do, like, you know, the family concerts and stuff. And we were actually planning to do that in 2020. Because we've been getting so many requests for, you know, Raymond and Delina Dan to come to Canada and actually do, like, really, you know, like, just the beautiful settings, do, like, the family concerts and stuff. And we were actually planning that in 2020, and then this thing came.
And this happened, because I could honestly see you and your full band just do that song would be amazing.
You basically have to experience it. I mean, on a live performance, and so many crews that I did. And as soon as I start and the music starts, you would hear an uproar. And then, bam, the entire crowd just takes over the song. It is beautiful. It is a beautiful song.
Beautiful song. All right. Well,
thank you.
2021. Fingers crossed for 2021.
Yeah. Definitely. I hear you.
All right. Now, you've collabed with so many Chutney artists, including Omardot, Terry Gadraj, Nishard, and so many others as well. Who's next for you? Who's next? What's the next project for you?
With respect to collaborations?
Yeah.
Let me see. You know what? On the soca side of it, I've collaborated with Nadia Batson, Kes, the Bungees, the Destras. And in the Chutney, as you said, you know, the late Sam Budram, who recently passed away.
Right.
He's like the ustad when it comes to traditional Chutney music. And the Anil Beams, the Rakesh Yankarans. But at the end of the day, Linda, I'm not really focused on just collaborating with a big name artist. Mm-hmm. What I'm focused on really is to create a monster hit. So sometimes it doesn't really have to be like one of the big names. Sometimes you just have the right song at the right timing with just that right voice to collaborate, and bam, magic happens. So I've had so much friends in the music industry, you know, approach me and say, Ray, let's collab. Let's do a collaboration. But I just don't do a collaboration, because you have to do a collaboration. I wait for that right moment and definitely wait for the right approach. Because
for sure.
if I'm going to do a collaboration, it has to be on top. You have to be on top of your game if you're doing a collaboration. When I helped write Ram Singh and stuff, and we did the collaboration with Ram Singh and Balki Soon and all these songs. Mm-hmm. It took time. It actually took time. So collaboration, yes, I'm always open to collaborate. But now I'm really thinking ahead. I want to get out of the norm and really try to lead and inspire the rest of the industry with respect to collaborations. So who knows? Let's see where it goes.
All right. Okay. And those are bangers. Balky Soon and yeah. Ram Singh Sharma. I mean, man. Those songs are known worldwide. They're bangers.
Yeah, man. For real.
All right. Now, I've watched a ton of your performances, like I had mentioned, all over North America. And let me tell you guys, his shows are so epic. First of all, no one's sitting down. Everyone is dancing, screaming. The ladies are screaming.
You know what? It is understood, Linda. It is understood when Raymond hits the stage. They know that. Listen, that is we boy. You know what I mean? Look, we boy on stage. And it's something that has been understood for years now. And I think one of the main reasons for that is how you treat your fans, how you approach your fans and the love and the admiration you give to your fans. You know,
for sure. It
says a lot. It says a lot. I think for me, the smiles, the appreciation, as I said, from our fans, that's all that really matters to me, whether I'm home or if I'm in the Caribbean or North America, Holland, Spain, London. It's all about their happiness. And that is what our music is about.
For sure. Now, I always hear so many amazing things about you, just that you're such an inspiration in the whole West Indian community. Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter who you talk to. Anthony, it doesn't matter
who you talk to. I like that name.
Yeah, exactly. So I love
that name, man.
You know, I always hear that's the one thing, especially other artists, that you have such an amazing inspiration to everyone. And what have you heard is your best compliment that you've been told after a show? Because again, once you're off the stage, it's literally like a riot. Everyone always rushes you and I hear compliments and more compliments. And
it's just that mutual love. But if I have to answer your question,
yeah,
Linda, let me see. Well, besides my good looks and my awesome smile.
Yes.
My awesome smile, like, you good?
Yeah,
Besides that, I'm just joking. Just joking. There was let me just give you a quick short story here. There
were
a couple years ago when I just started singing, there was this girl I got a call, actually a message from, a random fan. And she was, I took this experience with me till this day.
Mm-hmm.
She actually wrote to me and she said, hi, Raymond. And she introduced herself, called her name and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm a huge heavy metal fan. She loves heavy metal, right?
Okay.
And then she explained to me and she said, I know this may not sound good, but I'm also an alcoholic.
Okay.
I'm also heavy on drugs.
Oh, wow.
So I said, okay. So how you doing? I actually tried to kind of get in that comfort zone with her.
Right.
And she said, you know, her family actually turned their backs on her. Again, I tried to talk to her and comfort her and tell her that, you know what, it's not the end of the line and, you know, you have your entire life to live. And
right.
This girl came up to me and this experience I would always remember. And she said, Linda, I never listened to Indian music. I said, okay. But she said one day on the radio station, she was just switching radio stations and she heard this guy singing. And the song was Musafir.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Nagar hai na tikhana. And I said, was it me by chance? And she said, yes.
Yeah.
She's, I don't know what the song means, but something about you and something about that song just had a sudden impact on her.
Oh, wow.
So I said, was it a good impact or a bad impact? Because I'm trying to be, you know, in this easygoing mood at her, and I don't want to be pressing her, you know.
For sure,
so I said, I said, was it a good impact or a bad impact? And she said, trust me, it was the best move I ever made by switching the radio station. So I said, okay, good. She said, would you believe now that I don't listen to heavy metal anymore? I stopped drinking, well, being an alcoholic.
Right.
And she said she quit the drugs and she moved back in with her parents. And so I said, well, that's great. So she said, no, I have to thank you. I said, thank me. I said, okay, well, yeah, you're welcome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that you as an artist, you don't know, and not just me, but there's so many super talented artists in the region. And guys, you would not believe the impact that we as artists have on individuals. And when
for
you
sure.
can do something and make a positive impact on someone's lives, then do it and welcome it and embrace it. So that is something I would take with me from now until. I would always remember that experience, always.
You're known for being inspirational. That story is just
it is
amazing.
that was a long time. That was a long time, man. I was like,
but you know what?
18.
You'll never forget that story.
Never forget it.
It will
never.
Live with you forever.
Forever.
Wow.
I'm just so happy that, you know, and she said, oh yeah, by the way, most importantly, she said, Raymond, I love Indian music now. I said, ooh, good.
Wow.
Good. So I said,
whole new person. Like,
one
literally.
Song. Just one song.
Musafir,
and bam, like that, you know, so. I think the most important thing, though, is that, yes, you know, she switched to the Indian music, which is lovely. But just everything that happened to her was so positive. And, you know, it was just a beautiful, beautiful ending, man. And I told her, I said, you're from here now. I said, you see, I told you it's not the end of the line, man. This, you know, your life has just begun. Just live life and live life in the most, you know, most positive and most meaningful way. So, yeah, there you go.
That right there shows you the power of music.
Of music. Yes, definitely. It does. It does show you the power of music.
Wow, that's
It's deep.
I didn't expect we were gonna go back in the deep end of the pool yet, but okay. Yeah.
But you know, when you ask the questions, man, I just try to just, you know, answer as quick and whatever comes from my heart, man. I just say it, you know.
Love it.
Love you, girl.
Now, what do you think are the unique skills that you have that have helped you along the way to become such an amazing artist and artiste? I learned the difference of the two.
Artiste, yes. Artiste. You know, I think that is like the easiest question though, Linda. I think that is, for me, would be the easiest question because three things.
Okay.
I stay humble.
Yeah.
I work really hard. And I never forget prayers. So I stay humble, work hard, pray. And I've never settled for the norm. I have always challenged myself to be better than yesterday. So every single time you feel you're getting that comfort zone as an artist.
Yes.
every time you think that you're in a comfort zone and you tend to get laid back, then you know what? That is not right, man. You have to always challenge yourself to be better than the day before. But definitely, yes, prayers is like on tip top. But yeah, you can pray all you want. And if you don't work hard, then you don't get the rewards. So you got to work hard. And most importantly, growing up in a humble home, that has been a trait that we have always had, my brothers and I. So you actually hear it in our music. You see it in the performances with Daily Neda and wherever we go. So
for sure.
Easy question, girl.
All right.
Easy one.
Now, how about something more on the deeper end of the pool?
All right.
Regarding chutney music. Now, with so many chutney artists out there, I could start naming until I'm blue in the face because there's so many of you guys out there. Why is it that the actual genre is still not as mainstream? Like, let's say, for example, dance music or even hip hop, for example. Why do you think this is, and what are you doing to change this?
Ooh, that is deep.
Yep.
And you just asked such an easy question, Linda.
Hey, now. Gotta switch it up a little bit. Keep it interesting, right?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, girl. I hear you. You know what? It's like every genre. Every genre. You know, you listen to reggae music, probably if not the biggest, one of the biggest genres of music that is appreciated globally. Right. You know, through Bob Marley and some of these, you know, the Jimi Hendrix and whatnot. The thing is that reggae music didn't get big just like that. They had their ups and downs. They had their struggles. And so too with other genres of music, different genres. But the thing is, I think one of the main, I would say one of the main ingredients in really staying true to the art form and really trying to defend your music is unity. Mm-hmm. And if we stand together and not criticize each other, when I say criticize, I mean, we're always up for good criticism.
For sure.
Constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism, yeah.
And yes. Sometimes I would talk to, you know, fellow artists and I would say, guys, you know, some of these production needs stepping up, man. You know, we need to step it up because at the end of the day, like it or not, we're competing with different genres in the world. And
it's true.
Yeah, we want to see chutney music rise. We want to see it reach to a standard where, it is appreciated worldwide.
Right.
But then we have some faults. And if you go on social media over the last couple of years, and I'm trying to just be as real as I can, Linda, we've seen and we've heard from fans. And one thing with us, I would say that I appreciate fans, and whether they give you compliments or they say, you know, okay, you can work on that, you can work to get better on that. You know, you take that and you try to apply it to your craft. So my thing is that we as artists, we as producers, we as promoters, we have to stand together. You can't see Raymond on a stage and you're seeing thousands of fans jumping up for Raymond or thousands of fans jumping up for Linda, and then you as an artist on the side, you vex because they're jumping up for Linda, they're supposed to be jumping up for me.
Work like that though.
Right. We supposed to applaud each other.
Yes.
So whether Linda goes on the stage and she rocks a crowd, whether Raymond goes and rocks a crowd, whether Nishad, whether Omar Dad, whoever goes on a stage, we are defending chutney music.
That's it.
And we've heard from the fans that, one, I think the fans are really tired of I'm saying this because I'm trying to be as real as I can. I don't want to sugarcoat anything, Linda.
Right.
But you have, as a fan of chutney music, as an artist, you have to listen to the people on the ground. You must listen to the fans.
Yep.
So if the fans are saying over the years, listen, we are tired of some of the artists, and I'm not saying all, and I'm not branding all.
No.
But the fans are tired of some of the artists looking to find the easier way out, which is taking an entire Bollywood melody and just writing English and calling it chutney. So this is a problem we have been faced with over the last couple of years.
Right.
I've seen it, and trust me, when I see that on Facebook, and then we actually seen everybody fighting amongst each other, artists responding to a fan of the music, the fan responding to the artist, and it's like, and they just go like this, you know. And you ask yourself the question, is that really helping our culture? Is that really helping the art form? No. You know, so that is what I'm saying. We need unity, and we need to listen to each other and see where we're going wrong or where we can improve, because at the end of the day, we all have to be happy. And if we're happy with what we produce and what we have out there presenting to the world, then whether we make it or not, we knew that we give it the best shot. So we need to stick together. And I'm appealing to all the artists and fans and just producers and promoters of chutney music and the bigger picture, the Indian culture. We need to stick together, guys, and applaud and love each other, man. We need to do that. Trust me.
Unity is so needed. And in order for the actual genre to grow, everyone needs to come together and want that as a collective understanding
together. But it has to be a genuine move. You know?
And until that really happens, it's almost feels like it may never happen.
But we just have to keep that faith and believe and just keep believing, because you know, we're seeing it in soca music is improving. Yeah. And why is it improving? Yes, you know, some of the soca artists, they're taking time, they're spending more time in the studio, they're spending more time writing music. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they are defending soca music. Now, we're from the red, white, and black. We're from the region. We love soca music. We love Indian music. We just love music. Yes. So while they support soca music, we support soca music too. We love it because it's a part of Trinidad and Tobago. But Chutney is also a part of Trinidad and Tobago. So we need to defend Chutney music.
Exactly.
But then again, we need to unite. We need to listen, give the fans an ear, and work with our fans, you know, and spend more time in the studio. And I believe with so much talented musicians and producers and writers we have here, Linda, I believe we can do it, man. We definitely can.
1,000%.
I believe. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And it will happen. It will happen. It's like, you know, the baby is creeping and then walking. And
baby steps. Baby steps.
Baby steps. We're going to take it in baby steps. And believe you me, it's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. I've had conversations with so many very ambitious artists here in Trinidad and even in Guyana. We've been talking. And they are also showing the concern. So that is a great sign. That is a good sign that, listen, guys, we need to sit down and start working to get this music out there.
So it's going to happen. And just the fact of even talking about it, that means, you know what? Yes, others are acknowledging, other artists are acknowledging that, yes, there is an issue. And the fact that you guys are discussing it is the way that things are going to change.
We just need to help each other.
Don't have an elephant in the room anymore.
I know, right?
It has to be out there so we can have change. Because I want to see this happen in my lifetime.
It will happen. We just have to, you know, just lend a hand, put out your hand, embrace your brother, embrace your sister in the industry, and let's work together. Stop the talking and let me start acting now, you know?
Yeah, stop the long talking. Let's see some action.
Let me see some action.
Exactly.
Lights, camera, action. Come on, chica.
All right.
Go Raptors.
Now, with that question, it's actually a segue into my next question on that same topic of challenges and struggles. Every career comes with its own set of challenges and struggles. What has something that, you know, you've encountered that you've been able to overcome that you'd like to share with us?
The struggles, I mean, right?
Yeah. In your music career so far.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you would say that, the struggle is real. I think the basic fan sees the final product. They see the artists and the bands and all these bright lights and the pyro. And they see that on the big stage. But sometimes, you know, they don't understand, you know, the long nights, the sleepless nights, rehearsals day after day, studio sessions, interviews, promotions, business meetings. It can take a toll on you sometimes. You know, it can definitely take a toll on you mentally and physically. But I think when you have a dream, when you have that passion to excel, to be the best that you can be, Linda, then the struggle, to me, the struggle becomes insignificant, because if you have that passion, yes, we know in life there will always be struggles.
For sure.
But it's basically how you deal with it. And I've had my little ups, my little downs. But again, how you deal with it. You have to be think positive and just go down that road, man. Just you have your goals set. Nothing or no one should stop you from achieving success.
1,000%. Exactly. Now, on that same topic of struggles, I feel like this year has been one of the hardest struggles for all of us. It's been almost like a roller coaster ride from hell dealing with COVID and with all the closures and concert cancellations, venues being closed. It's really taken a huge toll on the world, more or less the entertainment industry as it is.
Man, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
How has it affected you, Raymond?
I actually forgot to mention something when you talked about struggles.
Yeah.
In 2005, I don't know, some of my fans actually remember it, but in 2005, I had a serious sporting accident where I actually tore every single one of my ligaments on my left knee.
So
ACL, everything, man. Ooh. PCL. It was like something that I wish it was a dream and I woke up. You know, it was something really challenging. I actually forgot to really talk about that. When you talked about struggles, for me, that was like the most depressing time in my life.
Yep.
But my grandfather, I remember clearly, would always say, son, Papa. You know, you go, you say, Papa, come. I say, yeah, Pa. And he would say, you know, good things come to those who wait. And nothing happens before its time. And whatever happens, it happens for a reason.
Right.
In life, no matter how bad it is. And what I learned from this entire incident, Linda, is that follow your heart. In whatever decision you're going to make in life, follow your heart. If your heart says don't do something, don't let the president, the prime minister, don't let anybody tell you, go and do it. Because I was in a studio actually working, and some of my friends came over and said, Raymond, we have this big football game, soccer, a fat match down in South Trinidad. And they said, Ray, we need you to come and kick ball. We need you. And I told them, I said, a million times, I said, guys, I'm working in the studio, and no, I can't make it today. And it happened like 20 times. They just keep asking, insisting. I said, no. Eventually, they went. I went home. Mm-hmm. And something, you know, I just said, you know what, I'm feeling sorry for them boys. Let me go and kick a little ball with them. So I went, although my mind was saying, Ray, don't go. I still went because I'm a sportaholic. Love basketball, love football. And Linda, as soon as I pull up, the guys actually threw the pants and the shoes and everything, the tugs for me. And they said, okay, Raymond, come. And as soon as I entered the field, the first shot I hit, it hit the goalpost. So I felt like a superhero. I said, okay, Raymond is that. Raymond Reach, you know? Yeah. You're going to score now. And the very next play, I had the ball and I was heading to the goal and this guy clipped me from behind.
Ouch.
And it actually felt like you have a piece of paper in your hand and you just tear it. That is what I heard. And that was the most gruesome pain I've ever been through. Just to cut a long story, Linda, it had me 9 months away from the thing I love the most, which is music, and being on stage with Delina Dan. I was in bed for 3 months, couldn't get up. It was a very, very challenging time for me, but good things happened because the fans actually stood there. And Indian promoters here who have been promoting shows over the years, they couldn't believe.
Right.
They said, Raymond, no artist ever stood away from the game for 9 months and came back even bigger.
Right.
Because our fan base started to grow. Everybody was sending love, roses, love, Raymond, get well. And I said, I was in tears hundreds of times just to know how much my fans appreciate me and want me to get better. And that struggle was real, Linda. It was the hardest thing for me to ever deal with. But here I am today making beautiful music. And yes, we're talking about COVID and how it has affected the entertainment industry. Yes, it has affected not just the industry here in the region, but the entire world.
That's it.
Globally. And as entertainers, we depend on mass gatherings.
Absolutely.
We depend on the crowds, you know, and it's like unreal to us because so many of us, we depend on this.
Yeah.
To make a living. That's a lot it. Of us. Yeah, we depend on it. But there's a positive to it, though. I said, you know what? I can't perform live. I can't go to, I can't be on the stage and perform for the fans, the people I love the most. Mm-hmm. Then what I'm going to do, I'm going to spend time in the studio and I'm going to make music. So that was the good that came out of COVID for sure. Because now we're basically producing so much music to come. We're actually living right. in the studio. So that's good. A good thing. Yes.
Excellent. And you know, I'm going to be honest with you. A couple years ago in 2018, I lifted something super, super heavy at work and I popped my knee.
Did
Nobody
you?
Could understand all I those ACLs and MCLs and all LCL. And so, I couldn't walk for 2 months, but it happened in August. And October, I go to Miami Carnival religiously every year. I still mm-hmm. went. I said, I have health insurance. If I end up in the hospital because of this, nothing will keep me away.
So Linda,
I couldn't walk, but I was still there.
One question. Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
So at work, Linda, there wasn't a strong guy. Nobody was there. Security, the guy who makes the coffee.
On the road. No, I was working on the road. And sometimes you think that you can do everything. And then when you actually realize that you can't, when I heard the pop. So when you heard that tear, I heard the pop.
Right. You know what I mean?
I didn't know what it was until I realized how much pain I was in. And honestly, it's nothing I would wish on anybody ever.
It's better now, right?
Back to fetting, yes. Back good to normal, yes.
Good
thank
for
you.
Good for you,
it
Linda.
It takes time
good
to heal. You. It's things that just, you know,
but,
you gotta
I mean,
go through the
that
process.
That's something, I mean, like a knee injury is
yes.
something you don't want to wish on anybody, man.
God, it's, no. No.
Man, it's... Words can't really express
no,
the amount
no.
of, the, you know, how depressed you really feel
no.
when you're in that position, but...
No.
God is great. God
that's is exactly great. It. I mean, thank God we both have our health. It's a couple years
oh,
later
yeah.
and we're back to normal and it took its time to heal. So I totally feel you on that one, man. Totally 1,000%.
See.
Yes. All right. And now the music industry, it's definitely one of the tougher games out there. It's not for everyone, especially with all the traveling, the performances. You're going to be in the studio endless day and night making music. Needless to say, it can be very tough. What is one of the most common reasons that people say, you know what, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I give up. What is that one reason?
Heart and soul. Heart and soul and patience. Some of us don't have the heart and soul. Some of us just don't have the patience, and I've seen it. You know, sometimes we feel as if when I just started singing, Linda, just to sum it up, we used to be the first to reach in a show.
Okay.
And the last to leave the venue. Why? Because we were the guys responsible for mounting up all the instruments.
Oh, wow. Okay. Stagehand.
We would be all sticky. We would be all sweaty. But sometimes, you know, with technical difficulties, you might run on time. You might not run on time. If you don't run on time and you're stuck in the venue just minutes before a show is supposed to start, then you can't go home to shower. You can't do anything. So you have to find the closest pipe somewhere. I'm just trying to, you know, I just want to be real because I know a lot of young ones would be listening on. And sometimes it happened to us that, you know what, we just didn't get a chance to go home, but we have to perform. Why? Because you're also headlining the show.
Right.
So you were the ones responsible for mounting up.
Wow.
You had to headline the show. And when everybody's gone and had a great time and actually reach home,
mm-hmm.
you still have to be at the venue to unmount everything, pack up all the equipments, and head home and try to get some sleep. So that is the patience I'm talking about. Some of us come into the business and expect, you know, we just want to get big overnight, you know, just get big overnight. And that is where the patience runs out, you know? So, I think heart and soul, and some of us just want to be in the entertainment because of the fame, the bright lights and so on. So that is just the wrong way to start. You must have heart and soul and you must have patience. If you want to become an entertainer and you really want to be true to the art form, heart and soul and patience, guys. Just have patience. Right. Work on the craft. Yeah, man.
Words of wisdom, guys, because, again,
I try.
Easy industry. So
I try.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now, you're welcome.
What inspires you? I mean, you've been in the industry for so long now. What still inspires you and still gives you that motivation to keep putting your heart and soul in everything that you do? Because honestly, guys, he doesn't give 100%. He gives 10,000%. Go to his shows. You will see exactly what I'm talking about. Man.
Linda, you know what? That is another very easy question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. try.
Yes, and I appreciate that so much. I love the easy ones.
Thank you.
What inspires me? Let me see. Bam, bam, bam. Family, friends, fans, Delina Dan. Full stop.
Family,
friends, fans, Delina Dan. I surround myself with only positive people, and that is what inspires me.
Well said. Very
Thank
well
you.
Said.
Thank you.
Now, on the darker side of things.
The darker side of things. The very dark ones. You want me to take up the lights? You want me to take up the lights now?
Oh, God. That was a really easy question. On the darker side of things, a little deeper end of the pool. If there is anything that sort of rubs you the wrong way about the industry that you would love to be able to change, what would that be?
I realize you have you have a pattern with your questions, and I love it. You give me a very easy one, and just right after you said, Raymond, I'm going to go deep. Take that.
It
happened before.
Switches it up a little bit. Keep it interesting.
Yeah. You know what? And I'm trying to, as I said, I'm trying to be as real as I can. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything.
For sure.
Sugarcoating something, man, is just that you're running away from reality, and
that's it. It's
don't
a
run away
almost.
From reality.
Yes.
Face it.
Yes.
So let me see. Wow. Linda, I would definitely change the way some of us think.
Okay.
About each other.
Okay.
There should never be a place in our industry to hate or to envy, but it's real.
Yeah.
Sadly, I'm not saying the majority, but it's real. And you would see it with DJs, you would see it with radio announcers, you would see it with singers, musicians, promoters, you would see it. And it's sad though, you know, and that is why I applaud the majority who believes that together we are stronger. We are definitely stronger if we work together. So I would support harmony in your workplace. And I would consider this to be our workplace. One huge workplace where we're all supposed to be working together to achieve greatness. So I don't see any place in our industry for hate and envy, man. And we should all applaud each other. And if it's something I could change, I would love to change some of the minds, you know, about, you know, we have to get out. We have to get out of that way of thinking, man. And instead of just looking at someone rising and wishing that person fall, you know what? Applaud that person, because that person should inspire you to even work harder to rise. And if all of us, you know, rise together, then we definitely will be stronger.
Yeah.
As a people, you know?
1,000%. I mean, you cannot be having a bad-minded mentality and think you're going to be successful.
Exactly.
They don't go hand in hand.
No, man. And you know what? And even if it goes hand in hand, it's not permanent at all. Because let me tell you something, man. Fans, the last thing fans want to see is an artist who feel he is like the best thing and you can't touch them. And I mean I've been to places, and it's funny though, because I've been to places where, especially in Europe, maybe it's the norm out in Europe where I remembered walking into a show, to a concert. Mm-hmm. The place was packed.
Okay.
So they had like the local bands and stuff, and
right.
Bam, Raymond and Delina Dano was okay. They were the headliners coming in from Trinidad. And so everybody, I mean, in Holland, we have a huge fan base. I love the people of Holland. And I remember that a time, I think Kumar Sanu was in the show also. And Linda, this was crazy though. But as you know, as I've said before, I think it's the norm out there where artists are accustomed to having like 12 securities. Security is walking right next to you, in front, in the back, on the sides. Nobody can touch you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I got the cue and they said, okay, they're ready for Delina Dan. Raymond, are you ready? So the band was on stage. The crowd was all pumped up. They were ready. Mm-hmm. And I had to walk in because they wanted me to walk, not actually through the audience, but from the side.
Okay.
And Linda, they were like, whew. Maybe 16 security. And they were, I mean, I know that they're actually doing the job, but.
Right.
I saw fans reaching out, man. And there was this one time when this fan reached out. And I kind of reached out to the fan to at least touch them and you know, acknowledge them.
Yeah.
And the security came up like that, bam, bam, bam. And, you know, hit the fan hands and. I said, no, you don't do that. Don't do that, man. These are my people, you know? And I actually told one of the guys, I said, please call the promoter. I need to talk to him. You know, I didn't make a big scene, but I told the promoter. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what, guys? It's okay. Tell the security, you know, it's okay. I respect them. Let them do their job. But
mm-hmm.
when I'm walking to the band to be on stage and fans greet me, I don't want that kind of behavior with securities and whatnot. So I've always been a person like that, you know, and I think that is what fans really, really appreciate. So staying humble, man, and, you know, just stay humble and appreciate everybody around you, because life is short, you know what I mean? And we all here just for a short time. So I look at it as if God has, you know, God has blessed me with a talent. So I'm using it to the best of my ability now and using it in a very humble approach and showing compassion and just making a difference in the world through my music, Linda.
For sure. Wow. Yeah. I don't see these types of issues happening here in North America. It's more of a laid back feeling, especially with the bands. I mean, I've been to a lot of your concerts. The second that you're done performing, like I said, it's a swarm on you. Everyone just like rushes on you.
I remember once I performed in New York. Was it last year? I think for Mother's Day weekend. And I was doing a show with Angels Band at Amazura. Yeah. And I actually spent more time taking pics than being on stage. Because I went on stage and I sang for like, close to an hour. Close to an hour. But as soon as it was finished, they had like their official their logos and stuff. So, you know, you had to pose for a couple fans.
Yep.
And Linda, you would not believe. I wasn't checking the time. I was just looking at the lines. And the lines were long, but they were beautiful people. And at one point in time, my back started to hurt.
Oh, wow.
And a fan realized that. She said, Raymond, are you tired? You can go now. I said, oh, don't worry. I can't refuse. People have been lining up there for so long. And I checked like 2 hours and 15 minutes standing there and taking pictures. I'm serious.
See, I thought it was actually in Toronto because you did Chutney in the Park. You came off right in the area and literally just everyone swept. But you were there for such a long time. I'm like, isn't he tired? Like, doesn't he want to like have a glass of water and relax a little bit?
I know, right?
That's just kept coming. And I was shook.
It is the love. It is the love and the connection that we have with fans. And that is so important to me. It's so important to the fans. And I wouldn't change that for anything, Linda.
For sure.
No, man. I would do it all over again. Just keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it.
Wow. All right.
I'm so enjoying this.
Okay.
Go Raptors. Awesome.
You did say you're a sports fan.
World champions, world champions, guys.
Still the world champions.
The season starts. The season starts July
31st. Starting very soon. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It starts.
And they're already in Florida.
Yes.
Starting the warm-up. So,
yeah. It's still, they're a fantastic team, though. Fantastic team.
Yeah. We'll see what happens this year. So.
Yeah.
Well, as we start wrapping up, a couple more questions.
Sure.
Any upcoming projects or anything else that virtual events that you'd like our listeners to know about?
We're definitely concentrating on producing and releasing more original music. Having completed my first original Bollywood track and receiving phenomenal love globally,
okay.
we're giving it 100% original music. But with COVID, it's just a waiting game. You know, we can't really go and really perform in the public. Maybe have, one or two private parties and what.
Right.
But the preparation is always there with Delina Dan, because management and Richard Ramnarayan, my little brother, we spoke off air. I told you, I said, Richard may be my little brother, but this guy is just awesome as a manager.
Yes.
He has been... The office has been bubbling. People are definitely already booking for 2021.
Yep.
You would not believe.
I believe
it. They still don't know what's the whole case with COVID and whatnot, but they're already booking their dates for 2021. So, the interest is high. The promoters and fans, they know the level, the high level of entertainment that Delina Dan, just basically brings. Every single time we hit a stage. So, but typically we're in the studio making music, beautiful music. You guys are going to be the first to hear.
All right. So excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I was prepping for your segment, I noticed that you're really good on social media. You have a really good presence. Tell us where our listeners can connect with you.
Okay. Let me see. First of all, first of all, I have my personal Facebook. That's Raymond Ramnarayan. Then we have the official Facebook page, Raymond Ramnarayan and Delina Dan. I'm on IG at Raymond Ramnarayan, Spotify or Apple Music. You just type in Delina Dan or Raymond Ramnarayan and Delina Dan. You guys are gonna find us. Our website is actually they're actually reconstructing our website, so it's gonna be out very, very soon.
Okay.
So we're gonna share it to the world. But As long as you actually click on one, you're going to get everything else. You're going to get all the information, all the great things that are happening with Delina Dan.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And now, right now, we have a ton of fans listening. What message do you have for your fans?
My adoring fans, man, I love them so much. My message is simple. Linda, I would say let's just make our world a happier place. I'm using my music to inspire and promote happiness. So, like the great Mahatma Gandhi said, he said, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony.
Right.
You understand? So just basically to all my fans, do everything in your power to make yourself happy, to make others around you happy. And when we do that, then we're going to have a better world. I'm doing my part. I'm using Delina Dan as the instrument. I'm using my music as the instrument to promote happiness throughout the world. So from me to you, let's do it together. Let's just create happiness.
Anjani, you said he was inspirational, but... That was so inspiring.
I can't believe we finished. I don't stop.
Yeah. Hey, there's always opportunities for a part two for our interview.
Man.
This was very,
Can I say something, though?
Absolutely.
Linda is like, sometimes you do interviews and it's just like, ask the question, answer it, and that's it. Straight, but I love how we connect and we be as real as we can.
Of course.
I just thoroughly enjoyed this segment. I just loved everything about it. And hats off. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on shining.
completely appreciate that, Raymond. I mean, yes. I had a lot of fun and learning more about your music, your exciting career. And guys, like I've said, his shows are so well done because I've had the luxury of seeing the full band. Because I come to Florida, I come to New York.
Was that when your knee was good or no? When you popped the knee or no? Was that it was prior?
When my knee was good, yes.
When it was okay.
You were there. It was for, I believe it was Curry Fest.
Yes, but it's more energy now. So you have to make sure your knees are perfectly.
Yes.
100% because you saw us prior to popping the knee. So now if you catch Delina Dan, it's a whole different level of energy. So you better, get that
new already. I'm waiting already.
Yes, man. I was wondering though, Linda, how come you didn't ask me what's my favorite food? I think I know why, because everyone knows. If someone asks me, Raymond, what's your favorite food? I think every fan knows what is my favorite food.
I guess mango?
Come on.
Oh,
One more try. Doubles. No, man. Doubles is nice, but I mean, I want it from home. But not anybody could cook it.
Okay.
But you have to make a good sada roti.
Oh.
And fry aloo boy. Not fry potato, but fry aloo.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to go home and I'm going to go by mommy now. I feel like I go by my mom.
Yeah.
And ask mommy to make some of that for me now.
That is the good stuff. That is good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Well, I can't wait for COVID to be over because I cannot wait to see you back on stage. That is where you belong. That's where you belong.
Thank you so much. A pleasure.
It was all my pleasure. Thank you so much. And well, guys, that's it for today's show. I'll be speaking to you with Raymond's new song, Kane Lagi.
You got it, Kone Lage. It means don't go away. It means don't go away.
Okay.
I'm losing my heart. Rokulu kaise dil bhi aaj kone lage. Beautiful song. My first original Bollywood track.
Yes.
It's 100% Hindi. I composed it and I actually collaborated with beautiful musicians and arranger Aman Moroni from India.
Okay.
And the song is just amazing. It's actually showing for the first time. I'm seeing this in the region that it's showing on ZTV.
Wow.
I was getting calls from, I have interviews in South Africa, Australia, Fiji Islands, Mauritius.
Wow.
Just so much new doors are opening with just this move. This move to be original and bring out original Indian music. I am thankful to God and thankful to everyone, people like you all who support me. And to all the fans, I love you guys. And you all be safe and enjoy my music. Thank you.
And guys, I'll be leaving you with his new song. And thank you for everyone tuning in on today's show. And guess what? Hope you'll be joining us next week. Another amazing artist coming at you.
Love, guys. Love. The showstopper loves you. Yeah, I.
Anyway, we're going, no matter how far. Every day we lie, man, you could come over. We beat and battle. You could bring anything, meet me by the bar. We don't stop and stand over, cause we ain't no loser. Anyway, the line day, I day. Anyway, the line day, I day. If you come with your friends and them, put up your hand in the air and say, anyway, the line day, I day.
7 of the grocery store, you're not really hearing it. You're not really hearing the hypnotic disco synth as clearly as you could. You're not really feeling the bass line in your chest. And you're certainly not hearing a century of sound innovation. The only way to hear this song the way the artist intended is to hear it on a Denon home speaker. A speaker built with as much craft, dedication, and precision as the music it plays. Which means you won't just hear the song, you'll feel it. Denon Home Wireless Speakers, crafted by the sound obsessed, for the sound obsessed.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.